Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith.
And I'm Richard Bacon. And here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes.
When you put your makeup on every morning, chances are you probably aren't thinking about the ingredients in your cosmetics. But a surprising new study by the Environmental Working Group, or EWG, found harmful chemicals like Teflon in products sold by many popular makeup brands. Researchers analyzed the ingredients of more than 74,000 makeup products, looking for a class of chemicals known as PFASs. In its report, EWG said, quote, Teflon is one of thousands of PFASs, some of which have been linked to serious health effects, including cancer, thyroid disease, and reduced effectiveness of childhood vaccines. In the end, EWG says it found almost 200 products from 28 brands containing PFASs, including products from household names like CoverGirl and L'Oreal. Chemicals like Teflon might be used in cosmetics due to their water repellency, and you can tell if it's in your makeup by looking at the label for chemicals that contain the term fluoro. The good news is the vast majority of cosmetics don't contain these chemicals. And the only reason they're still used at all is due to outdated federal regulations for cosmetic safety.
Let's go to the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute with Lauren Simonetti. Lauren, I hear that McDonald's is doing something good for its employees.
That's right, Richard. More McDonald's employees could be going to college on the company's dime. Mickey D's now offering workers who've been on the job just 90 days tuition assistance. That's down from 9 months. They can get as much as $3,000 a year. Well, calling all sports fans, ESPN's streaming service will officially launch April 12th. ESPN Plus will feature live sports, original content, and on-demand programs for $4.99 a month. Parent company Disney plans to launch another subscription-based streaming service that'll focus on entertainment by the end of next year. Well, Google is offering free Wi-Fi on school buses in rural areas, as well as free Chromebooks. The move is an expansion of the company's Rolling Study Halls program, which will provide service to 70 buses in a dozen states.
And Lauren, isn't another company also trying to get its products in the classroom?
That's right. Apple is offering an education discount on the new iPad to take on Google's Chromebook.
Lauren in New York, thank you.
13-year-old Jesse Hernandez was rescued 12 hours after falling into a Los Angeles sewage drain. And new footage reveals how rescue crews used cameras to navigate the maze of underground pipes. Jesse was found about 1 mile from where he'd fallen in. And a Panera Bread data leak exposed millions of people's personal information on the chain's website, leaving them open to identity theft. The 8-month leak reportedly included full names, physical addresses, dates of birth, and the last 4 digits of credit card numbers. And fans were shocked to hear that Channing Tatum and Jenna Dewan are calling it quits after almost 9 years of marriage. The news rocked this woman who said, "No one talked to me for the rest of the day. I'm mourning." While another questioned love altogether, asking, "Is it even real?" Well, on the bright side, at least we'll always have the memories from Step Up.
A shocking report has parents calling for new safety standards in the furniture industry. Every year, thousands of children are injured by furniture tipping over. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says every 2 weeks, one child is killed. Many involve dressers, but there are no laws in place that require them to withstand a tip over. Today, the industry operates under a voluntary guideline saying dressers 30 inches or taller should stay upright with 50 pounds of weight hanging from an open drawer. Because it's voluntary, no one is required to do the testing. So Consumer Reports ran a series of tests on 24 dressers of different dimensions at all price points. Only about half of them passed all tests. Consumer Reports concluded that the industry standard is inadequate and recommends a mandatory regulation for all dressers. The group recommends parents buy anchor kits at hardware stores to secure dressers to the wall. To read the full safety report, visit the Top 30 TV Facebook page. Utah has become the first state to legalize free-range parenting. It basically says parents are not being neglectful in various situations, like having a child sit in a car unattended, playing outside without supervision, or having their kids walk to and from school.
Free-range parenting isn't illegal in Utah, but what this law does is it makes it harder to prosecute.
Yeah,
like, if something happens, it makes it harder to prosecute in court.
I think a paranoia has built up that doesn't match the reality. And I think what Utah is doing is being more rational and therefore, in turn, giving kids more independence, which is probably quite a good thing.
Well, Utah's seeing in other states as well. Utah sees that, you know, parents have been gotten in some trouble for not watching their kids in certain situations, and Utah has seen other states get into trouble, so they want to protect themselves, essentially.
Yeah. But I was staying in a hotel over New Year, and my 4 and my 6-year-old, they would leave the room on their own, they would go downstairs to the restaurant, they would ask a waiter for a table, they'd sit at a table, they'd get the menu, they'd order.
4 and 6?
They'd have breakfast on their own, and then they'd come back upstairs. And that
was,
and it felt counterintuitive as a parent to just let them go on their own. But that is their single happiest memory of the whole of Christmas.
Oh,
and
wow.
I think when you give kids a bit of independence, you know, free from the grown-ups, it's probably quite good for their development.
Well, now let's get on to a controversy brewing on a college campus. The University of Wisconsin at Stevens Point has proposed dropping 13 majors from its curriculum.
Come on.
So these majors include history, art, English and philosophy.
They're the proper ones.
The school says they want to replace those with courses that offer, quote, clear career pathways, like marketing, management, and graphic design. So, like many things in life, it comes down to money. And this school is losing money, you know, and they need to change up the majors so that they can have more students enroll and make as much money as they need to make.
There's nothing wrong with having sort of courses that are tailored more specifically to an individual career, but certain subjects are the foundation of learning. History, English and philosophy.
I mean, I know.
You can't take them away.
So important. I totally agree, and I think it's so sad in schools that for a number of years, the first, when they're losing money, the first program to go is the art program. It's the creative program. It's the theater program. We've seen this happen time and time again. The students currently enrolled at this particular school will be able to complete their majors, but, you know, the students coming in, not so much.
Let's talk about a survey about first day fashion deal breakers. It's not a surprise that both men and women expect their date to dress nicely the first time they meet. But where do people draw the line? Which, I mean, it's a long time since you and I have been on first dates, right? It's
We're about to celebrate, my husband and I, our 5th year anniversary.
Congratulations.
But I do specifically remember my husband on our first date did not wear Crocs. And Crocs are on the list of dating deal breakers.
Yeah, they're horrible, aren't they?
You know?
They're horrible.
They're comfortable. Pretty bad to look at, just
flip flops, and the flip flops are on this list, aren't they, as well? Like open toe shoes.
Well, socks with flip flops.
Oh, this is even worse.
Socks
revolting.
With sandals, a deal breaker.
If you're not gonna make an effort, you know, when you've been married
that's
5 years, 10 years, of course we'll stop making an effort. But that's then. You can't do it on day one.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's the idea of this survey. Baggy clothing is also a big
turn
off.
Clothing,
you know, dress to impress.
If I could give people one tiny bit of fashion advice in the world, and obviously I'm no expert, Kristen.
Okay.
I would say wear jeans that fit you. Jury selection is underway for the new trial of comedian Bill Cosby. Andrea Constand says the comedian sexually assaulted her in 2004. This week, 120 potential jurors were questioned by a Pennsylvania judge in a single day. More than half said they already had an opinion on the case. What's really interesting about this process so far is how the Me Too movement has fed directly into this trial and jury selection.
Right, it's a completely different world now. And out of the 120 potential jurors that you mentioned, only one had not heard of the Me Too movement. So it's going to be very tough here.
On the one hand, you might think the Me Too movement might make it more likely that he gets convicted because people will be more sensitive to the issues around it. On the other hand, his defense attorneys can just say, all jurors are now prejudiced against my client in the light of everything that's happened, and it's impossible for him to have a fair trial.
Yeah, and since the last trial that ended in a mistrial last year, it's a different ballgame now. I mean, there's
different.
A new jury, new lawyers, 5 additional witnesses are going to be allowed to testify in this case.
One lesson here is if you want to get out of a jury trial, say you already have an opinion on the case, right?
Yes.
And then you're gone.
Right.
But I think this retrial is going to be absolutely gripping.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, and we'll be watching. All right, a proposed law could be good news for New Yorkers sick of getting work emails. The Right to Disconnect bill would prevent companies from requiring employees to answer emails after work hours. I kind of like this just because...
I think it's a terrible idea.
What? Wait a minute. I like it because it establishes like a work-life balance, something that most times employers don't care about.
First of all, so it started in France, right? So they're looking at this in New York. And it seems more French than it does New York. You know, New Yorkers, it's just a 24/7 existence. I've been in bars in New York at 4 a.m. on a Monday, and it's rammed and everyone's out. I don't think they're people who care about, oh, I've got an email at 5:05.
Yeah.
I quite like using work emails as an excuse to, like, get out of boring family things.
so you can't do that anymore.
If you go, oh, look, oh, I've got to attend to this work email, and then your wife says, oh, hang on a minute, I thought there was a new law protecting you from that. Right, yeah. That would be annoying.
That would totally ruin it for you.
Yeah.
You know, I do appreciate there are so many studies we've reported even on this show about how stress impacts your health. So taking that into consideration, it may be a good health choice.
I agree. The knowledge that not being able to lie about getting an after-work email will indeed cause me a lot of stress.
In today's Hometown Stories from Fox 11 Los Angeles, Oscar De La Hoya may be best known as a boxing champion, but one of his proudest accomplishments is rooted in his hometown of Boyle Heights in East Los Angeles. 15 years ago, he founded the Oscar De La Hoya Charter School to provide kids with a quality education and small class sizes to prepare them for college. The school was built in the same location as the gym where Oscar first started training as a kid. Quite appropriately, the school mascot is a boxer. In our second story from Fox 10 Phoenix, the Phoenix Suns basketball team has pledged to donate $1 million to restore, refurbish, and rebuild 50 basketball courts across Arizona. Former Suns player Stephen Hunter talked about how public basketball courts had a positive impact on his childhood growing up in Chicago.
I played a lot at Garfield Park growing up near the Golden Dome. You know, just like this, you know, it was donated and we utilized it. It was a safe place for us to go and play, and same for these kids, man.
In our final story from Fox 13 Tampa Bay, University of South Florida soccer player Milani Lee has been playing the sport since she was just 3 years old. But another huge passion of hers lies off the field, community service. In sixth grade, she founded Cleats for Kids, an organization that donates soccer equipment to children in Haiti. So far, she's raised over $15,000 and donated more than 4,000 pairs of cleats. And Milani says she has no intention of slowing down. If you're feeling the pain at the pump, well, you're not alone. Gas prices have risen to the highest point in nearly 1,000 days, with a national average price of $2.66 per gallon. That's 32 cents higher than it was this time last year. According to Gas Buddy, a website that tracks gas prices across the country, prices have risen 4 cents in the past week alone. Experts say the price increases can be attributed to seasonal factors and the rising price of crude oil. But there are some easy things you can do to save money on gas. First, don't let your engine idle too long. Second, strategically time your visits to the gas station. A little insider secret here, most station managers raise their prices on Thursdays at 10 a.m. in anticipation of weekend travel. So fill up your tank on Wednesdays or at the very latest Thursday mornings. And third, don't carry a ton of extra stuff in your car. For every 250 extra pounds, you use an additional mile per gallon of gas. Follow these tips and hopefully you won't break the bank as gas prices rise.
Most Americans will get a tax refund this year, but not all of them will spend it wisely. About 30% of millennials could spend all of their refund check on purchases. This, according to a report from Principal Financial. 16% plan to spend their refund on consumer products. 14% say they will use it to buy something expensive. One survey found that 46% of millennials aged 18 to 24 had no money whatsoever in savings. Most Americans would be better off if they saved it for emergencies or retirement. Experts think the mistake is due to a common misconception about what tax refunds actually are. They are wages that were withheld by the government during the year at a rate higher than what was owed. Despite that, many Americans see refunds as free or extra money, not money that should have been given to them earlier in the year.
A major change is coming to menus in hundreds of restaurants around the country. Starting next month, the FDA will require restaurant chains to list calories for alcoholic drinks next to the items on the menu. A restaurant chain is defined as any brand with 20 or more outlets, like Applebee's, Chili's, and TGI Fridays. Public health officials hope the new rules will help inform people about what they're putting into their bodies and encourage less drinking overall. Studies have found calorie counts can influence people to order healthier meals, but there's not much research related to alcohol. So this will be an interesting test to see exactly how drinkers react. Amanda Dunford and Katie Bennett are identical twin sisters who were separated at birth and reunited 33 years later. Adopted from South Korea, both women were living in the United States when they found each other, one in California and one in Virginia. Dunford tested her DNA using 23andMe, hoping to find relatives. And then one night, she got an email from Bennett that read, "It says you might be my sister." They connected over the phone and talked for 9 hours straight and were finally able to meet in person last November. Bennett said, "It just can't be real. I had gone my whole life with such doubt I'd ever find anyone blood related to me that I didn't want to be let down. So it was easier to deny it and say it's not real." Well, now the twins have the rest of their lives to catch up on lost time. Nearly 5 million people used Botox last year. But did you know bee venom is also clinically proven to reduce wrinkles? That's why we've got today's top 30 steal. Bee venom eye serum at a special 75% discount. Bee venom is the hottest trend in anti-aging skincare because it delivers top results. LovoSkin's eye serum jumpstarts the skin the way nature intended. Antioxidants help protect against the effects of the environment and give you a luminous new look. LovoSkin recovers the venom by ethical and ecological standards without harming the bees. The LovoSkin Bee Venom Eye Serum retails for $180, but today you can buy it for just $45. That's a 75% discount. You can get this right now at shoptop30.com while they last.
An alarming new study shows how many Americans are still texting behind the wheel. 12% of drivers on average were characterized as mobile phone addicts by researchers at the data firm Zendrive. Those drivers call, text, or use apps more than three times as much as other motorists. The company uses data from app makers to see when a phone is moving and what it's doing. It followed over 2 million drivers for more than 5 billion miles. States with laws banning phone use in cars saw a decrease in heavy phone users of just 2%. That worries the study's authors. The head of Zendrive told Bloomberg, "It means either the rules are not known, the enforcement is not effective, or people are so addicted to their phones, they're willing to take the risk." It could be all of the above. Deaths on U.S. roads increased more than 14% between 2014 and 2016. The largest increase was among pedestrians, cyclists, and motorcyclists.
There's one Canadian bus driver who makes a special delivery every day. The female driver, who prefers to remain anonymous, has been bringing a bag of food to a stray dog for the last 2 years. The bus driver is a volunteer for Feeding the Fur Babies Canada, a group dedicated to feeding the country's stray animals. The founder of the nonprofit says she has continued to feed him every day, Monday to Friday, at the same location. He sits and patiently waits every day, no matter what the weather is like. The dog appeared extremely thin when the driver first found him digging through garbage cans looking for food. But he's looking very healthy now that he's being fed. A simple act of kindness that probably means the world to that dog.
A new study found eating grilled meat can increase the risk of high blood pressure. The research was presented at an American Heart Association meeting and focused on people who ate grilled meat at a high rate, about 15 times a month, which is a lot. It found they had a 17% higher chance of developing high blood pressure than those who did not regularly eat grilled meat. There was also a 15% increase for people who preferred their meat well done compared to rarer meats. Doctors don't know exactly what in the meat is causing the increased risk and said, while the study is not 100% definitive, it is eye-opening and deserves more research.
A new rule would change the way airlines count lost bags, but some carriers aren't happy about it. The Department of Transportation counts lost luggage by dividing the number of bags reported missing by the total number of passengers. In 2019, the DOT will divide lost bag numbers by the total number of bags. That means carriers will be required to count every single piece of luggage. Under the current system, airlines don't record the bags that get checked at the gate, on the plane, or by another carrier when a flyer is making a connection. Southwest is in favor of the change. Because of the current system, reports say it loses more bags than any other airline. The company says that's because it lets flyers check two bags for free. But American and United are against the change. Each charges $25 for the first bag checked. Some say that means passengers are more likely to carry on bags to avoid the fees. If those bags get lost, they aren't counted. American and United say counting those bags will cause inconvenience and delays for passengers.
All right, here's what's coming up on the next show. New research breaks down the longest lasting cars on the road today, and the story of a dog who saved her owner's life. Top 30 also covers more of the day's stories live on Facebook daily, 9:30 Pacific, 12:30 Eastern.
Thanks for listening to the Top 30 podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story. You can find out more about the show by following us on Instagram and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.